Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Federal prosecutors say Michael Cohen should serve substantial prison time, even though the former attorney for President Trump cooperated with investigators.
Let's get more on that with defense attorney Joey Jackson, who is on our news line. Joey, thanks for joining us. Are you surprised prosecutors are asking for, as they put it, substantial prison time?
You know, I am not. And I think when you read the memo, they're speaking loudly. But at the end of the day, they're also saying that he deserves a little reduction. And so I think it's a sharply worded memorandum. But the disguised within the memorandum is the recognition that he did cooperate. And as a result of that, he has to be given, you know, some consideration. Now, remember that the recommendation and the guidelines, the way it works in federal court, is you have recommended guidelines. Those guidelines provide for a 4 to 5 year sentence. Probation recommended that he do about that amount of time. And the prosecutor is saying, hey, you cooperated, not enough, and you're a bad guy, but we'll give you a little consideration. So considering what he did, the tax evasion, the campaign finance, the lying to Congress, I think, that's an appropriate sentence.
Should Michael Cohen be surprised today by what we're hearing from the federal prosecutors, or did he know what was coming, or did he say, hey, now, wait a minute, I helped you guys. I thought I was getting a better deal here.
Well, there's two different issues, right? Because remember, one of the cases involving the illegal campaign contributions, in addition to the tax evasion, was prosecuted in the Southern District. The other issue was prosecuted by the special counsel, right? And that was the issue dealing with lying to Congress regarding the Trump Tower. Initially, the Trump Tower, there were no negotiations. They had ended by the Iowa caucus in January. Oh, come to find out it didn't. And they were ongoing in June when Trump had secured the nomination. So at the end of the day, I don't think he was a surprise. He did cooperate, but was the cooperation enough? He was not a cooperating witness, quote unquote, even though he gave cooperation. And remember, there are a number of principles underlying a sentencing, and one is the deterrence of the larger community. So the judge factors into who you are, what you did, where you came from, but there are other people watching, just like the world, and we can't have the world evading laws. And so the greater good would provide for a sentence, of some jail time. I don't think he's surprised at all. And the fact that it's 4 or 5 years, no one would want to spend a day in jail. But considering the number of charges, it's not a horrifically bad deal for him either.
Great insight, as always, from defense attorney Joey Jackson. Joey, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. You be well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.